Welcome back into the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Todd Lebo, sitting in for Seren Petro, who is off today. And, well, a lot of people are off. That's what's been going on. Sports has been off. But one of the sports that is getting back into it, and they're finding a creative way to do it, is NASCAR through iRacing. And our good friend Clint Bowyer is going to join us now. And, Clint, first off, good afternoon. How you doing? How is everything with you and your family during all this corona outbreak?
Things are good so far. Everybody's just hunkered down. No different than anybody else, man. We're all getting this together. It's frustrating. It's worrisome. It's just tireless. It's, you know, 3 and a 5-year-old kid trying to keep them entertained. I told people all the time, I have 2 kids. My wife has 3, so I'm just trying to keep her sane, keep her pulling her hair out.
No doubt.
I am a contributing factor to her doing that, is what I'm trying to say. But we're, honestly, slowing down a little bit. It isn't a bad thing for our household. It's kind of kept us home, grounded, and looking to do things that aren't our norm. And, finding new ways. I mean, boredom obviously sets in for anybody that's used to a fast-paced lifestyle, which pretty much anybody is today's day and age. And, a little home time, a little fishing. I think we've caught every fish in all 3 farm ponds here at my house, probably at least twice. We've been camping. We've tried it all. But it's actually been pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, you got to find your way, whatever the situation is, to kind of get through it. I'm sure we'll get into iRacing and the Chiefs here in a little bit. But just on the personal side, you guys, you were just starting the season, right? You're 4 races in, and this is when you're busy. You're at the shop a lot. You're obviously traveling. You're going to races here and there. And now you're like just home. I think every once in a while it's like, maybe the wives and kids are like, they get used to that rhythm. Now it's like, all right, dad's here now. And like you said, you're a big kid. You're not real good at just sitting around. So this has been probably as hard on them as anybody, maybe.
I think, and you nailed it, the start of our season is so chaotic with that 3 races out west and the West Coast swing. You got Daytona, and then boom, Vegas, Phoenix, Fontana, and then all of a sudden you drag all that home, and you've been out there in the West Coast 3 weeks in a row. You're completely worn out. You got to be careful what you ask for, because I promise everybody out there on the West Coast for 3 weeks away from their families and everything else was ready to be home for a while. Then we get home. We actually loaded up, landed in Atlanta, to everybody's phones going off saying basically turn around, it ain't gonna happen. So definitely was a crazy time there, but again, you kind of got to be careful what you ask for. Maybe we asked for too much, so this is a little bit too much downtime. But now let's lead into this iRacing opportunity, and that's exactly what it is. Oh my gosh, landed in our lap. It's almost like this thing was built and created, started, 15 years ago for this very moment, this very time. It couldn't have came at a better time. They have perfected it. We have a series that races week in and week out. A lot of people that don't know about iRacing didn't know that. What you saw last week on FS1 was a product of many, many years of perfection. When I watch these series races, which I also compete in with a team, almost every one of us as drivers, as teams, organizations, manufacturers, all have professional drivers that run in this team for us. I'm no different. My Bowyer Dirt, brand has a couple team members that race in the series, and week in and week out, they battle. We watch them. It is awesome racing. The camera angles, the side-by-side action, the graphics, the realistic, opportunities that you see within a race, the way you race, the mechanics you use, to race, to be successful, is the same mechanics you use to be successful on any given Sunday. So that's why it looks so awesome. And that's why, fortunately for us, it's pretty much the only sport that has this opportunity. Yes, you can watch LeBron James or Steph Curry play each other in an NBA 2K, or, Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey play a game of Madden, but that's not them utilizing their tools and the same things that they use to win the Super Bowl. I mean it. Like, those are the same senses, the same everything. The only sense that you don't have is what we call the butt dyno, right? We balance our race cars from the seat of our pants. What you feel, you balance that car on the racetrack from what you feel in your butt underneath of you, that hot rod underneath of you. That being said, in iRacing, it's all visual. You don't have that feel. The car's not moving around underneath of you. So once you train your brain to adjust and balance the car off your visual, it's just like riding a bike, and it's the same things. It's the steering inputs, the throttle, the brakes. All the same principles apply for success.
We're talking to Clint Bowyer, NASCAR driver and Emporia native, about iRacing and NASCAR, which you can watch on Big Fox. And this is a big deal. It was FS1 last week. It's going to be a Big Fox on Sunday. And you're going to be part of the broadcast, and you'll be racing, which is doubly hard. It's going to be very hard for you to try to win this when you're doing all of that stuff. I heard your conference call yesterday with NASCAR, and they have put about everything in this. I mean, you wear your tires out. You can do all those things. The one thing you said was the butt dyno, as you said. But they have these cars kind of set up, as you said yesterday, like the old IROC series. So they're pretty close. So this is really good racing. You're not going to have someone be, you know, not have half the field be a couple laps down because of things. These cars are put together really closely. So it is a really cool product.
It is. And I'm not just endorsing it. I mean, it is. It's been that way. We all race on it. I mean, this isn't something, again, it just happened overnight. Leading up to that race last Tuesday, I believe it was, so I decided, well, this is going to happen. I'm going to be a part of it. I better get engaged, and I better try to figure this out, because all of my relationship with iRacing, all my experience on iRacing was what my background came from, on dirt. Dirt late models, dirt sprint cars. That's the cool thing about iRacing is, yes, you only saw a cup race on iRacing, but when I'm on it, I want to race something that I've never had an opportunity to race, or where I came from. I don't want to race my day job. You know, forget that noise. I got an opportunity to get in a dirt late model and swing around Eldora, Knoxville, tracks like that. Get in an Indy car, get in an F1 car, a rallycross car. Those are the opportunities that I look for when I go to iRacing. So that being said, I knew a lot of my peers race these races all the time. I get on this race. Tim Duggar, country fan, comes, plays a lot of races and stuff like that from Nashville. He calls me, hosts this race. I get on this. Now that I'm FaceTiming these guys, trying to help me get on some forum board that they're on, chat room, I get in here. It's Dale Jr. It's Denny Hamlin. It's every single buddy that I race with week in and week out. Whether it's garage, you know, people in the garage, TJ Majors, a spotter. We race our butts off. Next thing I know, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? I'm going to bed. And the race all night long. So definitely something that's when you see this go down on Fox, on the Big Boy Channel, on Network Fox this weekend at 1 o'clock Sunday, don't you think for a second that it's over right there. That night they'll be racing. You can log on, and I guarantee you Junior will be on there. Denny, all the guys, Alex Bowman, William Byron, them guys are on there all hours of the night.
Are there guys who you have who race these things on the dirt that you say, hey, these guys might have a future in the real car because they're really good at this? Have you gotten there with this iRacing yet?
Absolutely. We live it. William Byron, Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman was found on iRacing by Dale Jr. You know what Alex Bowman does for a living now? Drives the 88 car, the very car that Dale Jr. drove for Rick Hendrick. Was racing with Dale at night, and Dale saw him and liked him and raced with him. And yeah, I witnessed it firsthand myself in the Dirt Late Model Series. We are sponsored by iRacing with my Dirt Late Model program, and through part of the partnership, whoever won the dirt portion championship of iRacing got to come to Charlotte and get in my dirt late model. This kid, 16 years old, shows up. We worked for half a day to get the car acclimated and sized for him. Little bitty turd. He gets in there, and I'm not kidding, within three laps was running within tenths of what I could run. I couldn't believe it. Witnessed it firsthand. It took longer to teach him how to shift the car than it did to drive it at speed on a dirt track that he had never seen before, driving an automobile that he'd never been in before.
That's amazing stuff. That's amazing stuff. Clint Boyer's our guest. Hey, last time you and I talked, it was down at the Super Bowl. It was the week of the Super Bowl, and it was And so you said if the Chiefs win, you didn't know where they're going to find you. What did you do after the, well, first off, tell me about your experience at the game, and what was it like afterwards? What did you do after the game?
Oh, my gosh. So the Super Bowl's unbelievable. The best party you've ever seen. It's days, it's nights of parties. And I've been to Super Bowls, never been there, and looked over, and all the signage, all the people, all the merch on people's backs, everything was your team. That was the neatest thing about it for me, is literally every party, every event, everything you went and did, you know, Radio Row, everywhere. The whole city had Kansas City Chiefs on it. And boy, did it have it for a reason. You know, bragging rights. Here's the thing. When you go to something like that and it's your team, the arsenal, right? You can't just show up with one Mahomes jersey and think you're going to make it for the 4 days, 5 days you're there. You've got to show up with an arsenal of clothes. Man, I was calling everywhere in Kansas City because Stone Street, everybody knows he's going to blow it out of the water. Mr. L.A., he's going to be able to come up with everything. Everybody just sends him stuff. So here I am frantically trying to get every piece of merch that I can, calling Veach, calling everybody, man, I need this, I need that. But boy, we was looking good. What a fun time, the game. My gosh. So my day consisted of, you know, on the heels of, what, 3 nights in a row,
yeah,
4 o'clock in the morning at all these parties. So by the time you get to the game, you wake up that morning, the old idol's a little off, let's just say that. And you get a mimosa or something like that, get back in the game, Bloody Mary, something, and that's probably what we did. We went to Guy Fieri has a tequila launch for his new tequila brand with Sammy Hagar. That is where I went wrong. Don't do that the day of pregame at a tequila party. You know what you do at tequila parties? You drink tequila.
Yep.
That is never good to pregame for anything that you want to set focus on and get ready for battle. So I was trying to figure that out, left that thing early, told guys to forget about it. Our friendship's over. You're trying to kill me. I'm going to watch my game. Finally got into the game, went up to a suite, got there. People were partying and celebrating the Super Bowl, not paying attention. I'm like, forget this noise. Let's go down to our seats. Went down to the seats. I look down, awesome seats. Fox got us some really kick-ass seats. Look over, and I'm like the 12 San Francisco fans in the stands, I'm surrounded by them. It's me, my wife, Laura, and San Fran fans everywhere. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So now here comes, you know, halftime and start of third. We're just not looking good. We're getting our teeth kicked in, and it's like there's no possible way the story ends like this. These people are getting chirpy. I'm getting pissed. And then, oh, boy, here we come. And I mean to tell you, the crowd erupted, and don't you think I wasn't part of it. Those San Fran fans shut up in a hurry. And I think by the end of the game, I looked over my shoulder, and most of them were gone. But we stayed there, had a time of our lives, and actually Brett got us into the after party and walk in there. And, you know, after a day's worth of celebrating and everything that happened, you want to see everybody, but you're kind of thinking, man, maybe I ought to just keep my distance. Maybe I ought to just practice some social distancing right here. Look up, and it's Big Red. First person I walk into, I'm like, oh, boy, composure on three. Come on, baby. And, man, he was through the roof excited, and it was unbelievable, man. The turnaround, everything that had happened, you couldn't have scripted a better way for your team to go and win the Super Bowl.
It was crazy. It was so much fun. Now, we were working the whole time. I wasn't up till 4 in the morning like you guys were. I would next time.
Well, you were probably up at 4, just not that
we were working, yeah. Next time, I want to do it your way. I'd rather do it that way than to get after it. Hey, let me ask you one more before we do our quick final four. All this, you know, shutdown with everything with the coronavirus, business-wise, is NASCAR equipped to kind of handle this? I know it's been tough getting sponsors and doing these things because just the landscape of sports. Where do you think NASCAR is business-wise with team owners and stuff throughout this entire thing?
Well, I think, honestly, nobody's equipped for this. I mean, look what, you know, the government had to help us. And our country's not equipped for something like this. I mean, that's the bold reality. But we're in a situation that we live in a country where we can all get together and figure it out. You want to talk about the leaders of our country, the president, the government, everybody involved. They got a pretty terrible hand of cards. And you know, the cards are not very good in their hand right now. And trying to make the right decisions and you know, make it for everybody. That's the tough thing is everybody's different in this world, and everybody's situation's different. Everybody's work environment's different. And trying to make a sound decision for everybody, I couldn't imagine the pressure and everything that comes down on those guys. So, no, I don't think anything, any business, any human was ready and prepared for this. Are we going to get through it? Absolutely. No different than any other, anybody in this country. So, yeah, sponsors, yes, TV, everything. Can we get back going when we want to in Martinsville mid-May? I mean, all these are questions that are up in the air right now. And until we all do it our part, and look out for one another and stay inside and do the things that we're finally doing right now, hopefully we can get this behind us. I mean, it's a pay now or pay later, and later is going to be interest, in my opinion. So I'm glad that we're locking things down and trying our part right now to get this behind us as soon as possible, because the sooner it is, the better off we all are.
We're talking to Clint Bowyer, NASCAR driver and Emporia native, right here on Sports Radio 810. And Seren always does a Final Four, so I will do a Final Four, brought to you by the Kansas City Orthopedic Clinic, KCOI. These are real quick answers for these questions. So when NASCAR gets back racing, do you think there'll be fans there for the first few races, or do you think they'll race empty for a while?
I think the quick answer is I hope so. Do we need to get on the track no matter what? Yes, but I pray that it's in front of fans. It wouldn't be the same without it, that's for sure.
All right, and are the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, that's an easy one, yes.
Of course they are. All right, number three, what have you missed the most about, like, being, at home more now? I mean, you were going to go down broadcast on Sunday, but what do you miss the most? Is it, like, hanging out with the team? Is it the racing? What is it?
I think this is probably relatable to anybody. It's the anticipation of what's next, what's around the corner. When that door opens, what's there? And that's any given weekend for me. Going all these tracks all across the country, it's the anticipation of the unknown. And right now, the only unknown is kind of a scary time. There's not really an anticipation aspect of it.
And finally, Clint, all right, so you've been probably eating at home, maybe getting some carry out here, because we can still do that here. We can get drive through and carry out. But what's the first place you're going to go eat when you can go sit down somewhere near your home there in Winston-Salem?
Oh, in Winston, man, just a good steakhouse for me. Barbecue, these people out here, they claim the barbecue capital of the world in this little town, Lexington, North Carolina. It's the worst barbecue ever. I can tell you this. Let me answer this. The first place I go in Kansas City is either downtown, Gates Barbecue. I love the old school Gates. All of them, man. I just, barbecue in Kansas City, it can't be touched. It can't not be beat.
Well, that sounds like the first thing you'll do is get on a plane and come to Kansas City and get some barbecue. That sounds good. Hey, Clint, enjoy it this weekend. Enjoy trying to broadcast and iRace. We'll
My
be watching
God.
It on Big Fox. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for your time, and we hope you guys are back on the real track soon.
Thanks, pal.